When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. Liverpool, Porto, last 16 of the Champions League. Look, I'll be honest, it's been tough. Been tough to put together an agenda that doesn't start with us being really, really offensive to Porto. We're going to try and get through this because it is a competitive game of football and it is in no way, shape or form 100% guaranteed because there is a game of football to be played. I've got Chris Page, I can steal, unfortunately, though. So whether we can keep that off the agenda, I don't know. Ross Chandler joins us as well. Chris, is this just a glorified friendly?
I don't think it can be. I mean, you know, we saw earlier on in the season what Sevilla were able to do when we were 3-0 up against them. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're in a much better position, obviously. You know, 5 away goals is a healthy lead to be going in, to be bringing back at Anfield, yeah. Isn't it? But regardless, you have to weather that first 20 because they're going to come out and they are going to try and score goals. You know, they have to. And they want to be able to have a story written about that Porto side. You love narratives in football and stuff. And they'll be looking at it thinking this could be the greatest comeback that's ever happened in the Champions League. So regardless, take the sting out of the game, keep your foot on the ball, start passing the ball around and use it as a training session for our passing and just don't give them the football.
Yeah, I mean, look, we kind of get past, I should say, Steve, that 5-0 is a pretty much an insurmountable scoreline. However, that being said, that shouldn't affect Porto's mentality. It was interesting, it's unrelated to this, but Gerrard was talking on BT about how, you know, you go in as a professional and you go in and do your job. The exterior circumstances make no, you know, don't have an impact per se. So they'll go out because the football match that they can go out and win. And I think about the Dortmund game. You know, we got a great result in the Europa League away from home with Dortmund, not an insurmountable one, of course, but they came out at the start of that game and went for us. And put us, you know, we just started conceding goals for fun. They get a couple of goals if they can, and that'll be their game. So exactly what Chris says. They'll go out there because it doesn't matter if they go all guns blazing. They come out swinging at us, and we score a couple of quick fire goals. Well, the game's just as done, regardless, isn't it? But they give their fans something to cheer about. They give themselves a little bit of a lift, and if they get a couple of early goals, if you get two up in the first 15 minutes of a football match, well, all of a sudden, 3 goals in 75 minutes isn't a very difficult thing by comparison.
Fuck off.
It's a good go.
Fucking 5-0. We'll score. They'll need to score 7.
So should we just score on the first
one? I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Even with Lovren and Clavan playing, I reckon we can keep 7 out. No, listen.
You've both done it. It's how footballers answer questions. When you get them with a good question, they laugh and smile. But no, seriously, actually,
we're gonna go through. We're gonna beat them. That could come back to haunt me. Listen, if we left 5 in, don't deserve to be in the freaking competition anyway.
Absolutely.
They're without half their team. I imagine why they might rest a few. Listen. I'm with you in that, you know, there's a narrative to be built, blah, blah, blah. We watch Barcelona come back and beat PSG, blah, blah, blah. A, that was our home, and B, they've got Lionel Messi. So, you know what I mean? Porto have neither of those things in their favour. So, no, it is a glorified friendly for me. You want to win, you don't want to lose a game. You never want to lose a game of football, and it technically is competitive, you know.
You don't want to take the shine off what we did. If again, you can lose this game because Porto are still a good team. This is a team that's then gone on another unbeaten run since we beat them. So they are they're clearly comfortably top of the Portuguese league. they're going to go and win. They're going to go and be Portuguese champions. So they are no mugs. We need to remind ourselves of that fact, but you're right.
It's 5-0.
But forget that. We go into this game, for me, Ross, you know, 0-0 and treat it like that, because don't let the record books, don't let any doubt creep in, don't let the pundits have anything to remind us of, to stop us remembering how great we were in the first leg.
Yeah, I think you have to approach it like that, and I think Klopp will be telling his players, not for momentum, for confidence, going into the United game. You don't want to go in on a back for loss. I don't think it would affect us, because we're probably likely going to go through anyway. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can give them the scent of going, you know, we're going to rest 4 or 5 players here and give them the opportunity to think they've got a foothold in the game before a ball's even kicked. And I just think if we treat it like a 0-0 and we'll carry on what we've been doing, just one, like you said, one goal, and it's game over then. And I think I'm a lot more confident now, having Van Dijk in the side, of we're not going to concede 4 or 5 goals, because when was the last time that happened?
Yeah, no.
It's not happened. I mean, you said Sevilla before, but we didn't have Van Dijk then. Arsenal, we didn't have Van Dijk then. I just think we're a lot more solid as a unit, as a team, and in the back five.
Clap on to start. Just a few interesting things on the Porto. So I say the 5 points clear of the league, top of their league at the moment. Since they lost 5-0 to us, they won the next 4, scoring 15, only conceding 3. Boubacar's back in contention, got a 20-minute run out. Now, we were talking about in the office, Steve. We're trying to work out what the hell happened to their fixtures. They had this game against Estoril in the middle of all of this, and I couldn't fathom out, because if you go on like any app or any you check back the stats on it, they made like 6 substitutes and blah blah blah. So they basically had a game called off in the middle of it, didn't they? And they had to replay the second half. So if you try and work out where it is, yeah, go on. You know slightly more about this.
In mid-January, they were away to
Estoril,
and Estoril's ground started falling down. So they had to cancel the game at half time. So then the other day, they had to play the game.
Why did they have to cancel the game? They have that every week at Goodison Park.
It's a very fair point. I mean,
the stage broke down, not the team.
All of the above.
And I was going to say, the fans had to deal, like fans had to get on the pitch and stuff. The ground was falling a bit, so yeah, not quite as bad as the upper Bullens on a Saturday. But
so I was trying to find out definitively like what happened to their team, because they dropped the goalkeeper. Casillas has come back in. But it was like Casillas then didn't start the second game of that run. He came on at half time. I was like, what the hell? And of course, what it is, they've stitched the game together from the first half that they played and the second half that they replayed. So again, Aboubakar, even though he's had one leg, started this game, but he didn't. Because, it's very, very, very confusing.
Basically, they just played the other game the other day. That was 40, the second half of that first game that they played the other day. That's pretty much what happened.
I was wondering how you're going to fill 15, 20 minutes, but you've done it magnificently with something that's not even relevant to the game, yet relevant at the same time.
It only in so much as I wasn't sure whether Casillas has come in and come in straight off the back of that. It seemed mad that he then brought the other goalkeeper back in to then sub him out when he wasn't injured or whatever. It was baffling me head. But yeah, no, and similarly with the Aboubakar stuff, is that interesting to see if he can see us back in. We know he's had his glory days, he is on the way, and there must be reasons why he's not been in the side prior to this. But I'm excited to see Casillas in the flesh. Always loved him as a kid. Like,
Aboubakar
being back in contention could cause us problems that they didn't have.
That's the thing, how are they going to approach it? Do you rest players? Why would you rush Aboubakar in for 90 when you could just maybe bring him off the bench, get his legs going to play in the league? Mm-hmm. I don't know. If I'm them, I'd approach you. If we're going away to anyone, 5-0 down after the first leg, I don't know what you do. I
can't speak for what Klopp will do or for what the Porto manager will do, but for me, I'd be like, these embarrassed you last time, lads. Go and prove that it's a one-off. And I think as a professional, you know, these lads are obviously used to winning. You know, we smashed their unbeaten record to bits, didn't we, and left it broken on the floor as we were all trapped in the airports and stuff. They'll be looking at that going, we can't have that again. You know, we've got to go down swinging regardless. And I think, you know, if Liverpool probably will score in this game of football, but if I was a Porto player, I would want to get revenge for that first.
They're very injured again. That's the only problem. The problem they've got.
Very injured.
You know, Tejas, who I think is his set pieces are as good as anything, and he was a bit of a danger, I thought, in the first leg, to a point, because we won 5-0, but he's not playing. Danilo's still out. I'm looking here. McGregor is still out. So they're very injured. That's my point. Is that to risk your the players who are just coming back, knowing you've got a big injury list behind them already? You know what I mean? It's like pick your poison again kind of thing. I don't know how they would approach it. I imagine they're just going to come and say, listen, keep it tight, European, play a European away game,
yeah,
and just see what comes. And listen, if it's 3-0, if we manage to get 3-0 with 20 to go, we'll go hammer and tong.
Exactly,
I don't know.
I think you're right on that. I think that they would, everyone will treat this game like a game in isolation, but how the first half an hour of the game goes will totally impact how the second 45 goes, if you get what I mean, and how serious everyone will take it. If they get a couple of goals, then they'll be able to go for it, and we'll have to take it a bit more seriously. If we get those, if we get that one goal inside the first half an hour, I think their heads go, and they all start to look to the weekend and think,
save your legs.
I want to make sure I'm okay for the title running here. So that's enough about Porto. We're going to talk about Liverpool and what we think the preferred 11, well, not what we think, what we want our preferred 11s to be. But before then, Chris got to sit down with Andrew Beasley, the legend of Twitter, who's at BaseTunes in Red, Mr. Stats, to talk about why Mo Salah is not a one-season wonder.
Okay, well, let's move on to Mohamed Salah then. The guy that everybody is talking about now, still he's overperforming his expected goals for another guy who's bemoaned for having poor finishing.
Yes, he is. And the interesting thing about Salah is that he's overperformed for 4 seasons in a row now, which suggests it's kind of valid overperformance rather than having a particularly sort of hot streak. If he's doing it year after year, that would suggest he's obviously above average. And he's actually not overperforming it by as much as he did for Roma in 2015-16. So he's had sort of hotter runs relative to what you'd expect in the past as well. So whilst he is overperforming his expected goals, it's not by a sort of unsustainable amount like Firmino's might be. You know, in recent seasons, you've seen players sign for clubs and sort of come out the blocks firing on their goal scoring. Papi Cissé at Newcastle, Michu at Swansea, that Jelovic guy at Everton who was supposedly better than Suarez for a couple of weeks or whatever. All these guys fly out the blocks, but then after a couple of seasons, their expected goals to goals ratio is basically what it should be because they've had a hot run, but then they've levelled off to what you would sort of expect. So when a guy like Salah is doing it year after year, you can be pretty confident that he's going to just sort of, you know, keep doing that, basically.
There you go, fantastic stuff. Pleasurable Wait, afternoon.
Absolutely brilliant to sit down with him and just...
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, because we've had these, you know, we talk on the website a lot and we've got this Stats and Tactics Weekly show, but to have someone with his knowledge in there just sort of backing up everything that we'd seen so far this season and to be able to explain even why Mo Salah isn't a one-season wonder, you know, he does it in that clip. 4 years he's been outperforming his XG. If you're into your stats and you're into your tactics, go over and check out the redmentv.com. We've got you covered.
Amazing. Okay. Preferred 11 time then. Ross, let everyone reveal. Reveal the boards. We need a sound effect for that, really, don't we?
Pow, pow, pow. How's that?
Spectacular. Okay, Ross, wow, okay. You've gone for a complete formation change?
Yeah, because why not? We're 5-0 up. Who cares? Yeah, Karius, because I don't want Sandand in there. I don't think he deserves to get a chance. Klein, I don't think he'll play.
Keep putting Klein in there because you want to see him play.
Yeah, I do want to see him play. He made an interesting point
about him, didn't he, prior to the Newcastle game when asked, and he said, look, if we have like an injury crisis at right back, he can play, but he's not. He's not got his match rhythm. But, you know, I think it probably impacted a few decisions made around here.
I think it might hinge on whether Gomez is back to full fitness. Was he ill?
I think it was. He had an illness, but also I think as well, we've kind of said about this game, as much as we're trying to say it's a serious game of football, and it is, it's a competitive
Gomez
game of football.
Plays on Saturday.
It is a bit of a free hit. It is one last opportunity. Every game matters. The Old Trafford game is going to matter massively for whether Liverpool are fighting for fourth or fighting for second in the league. Then every 3 points is going to matter in the league. If when we get through this quarterfinals and so on, going to matter. We're not likely to have another comfortable chance for a competitive game to get someone like Nathaniel.
No, I think I'd rather see Gomez come on, play half an hour, and I think he's going to play the United game on Saturday above Trent. Matip only because Lovren played, and I kept Van Dijk in there just for reassurance and confidence. You know, we are 5-0 up, but if, like you said, they score 2 goals in 10 minutes, I want that security of having him in there. Yeah. And head's not wobbling off. Wow. Moreno, just because Robertson needs a rest, I think he'll play again on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then just a formation change. I want to see Lallana start a game. I think Milner gives you that maturity and European experience. Yeah. And then these two, because I think the front three just need, I'd love
England
to rest them.
England so like it, because you get a good chance to get them.
If not, you start two of the front three and take them off after 16 minutes.
Well, I think it's interesting, in fact, that you three guys have all got both Ings and Solanke in this game. Steve, you've gone all change there, mate. Big changes, massive changes.
We're 5-0 up. 5-0. We're playing Man United on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Fucking rest them all.
Yeah.
Give them all a break.
Look, this is preferred 11, so it's not about what Klopp's going to do.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going as well, so I don't care. If it's fucking 50 quid for the toss the reserves, I'm busy.
But what I'm kind of driving at is that, do you think Klopp would
I think
make as many?
He said he's gone talking about, I won't play weekend team. I think he'll go somewhere halfway else. Why would you play them? This is the only rest you're going to get now. Between now and the end of the year. And I know what he's saying, you know, he likes rhythm, and I understand that. I've gone for anyone. So Van Dijk is too important to... Why bother? Why bother? And same with Mane, same with Salah, same with Firmino. I want Lallana to get some games because we're going to need them at some stage, definitely. Milner and Wijnaldum didn't play the other day. And to be honest, you could pick any six midfielders now and I'm not that bothered.
Yeah.
They're all playing pretty well. So just pick any of those three. Klein, he said himself, needs rhythm. Well, is your free to go and get some.
Yeah.
And like Matip, Lovren and Moreno, that's our back four from last year.
Yeah.
It isn't like, you know, it's not like, it's not a reserve. It's not like a Carling Cup team.
I think Moreno of that, Chris, you've got him in, we've all got Moreno in there, I think is the only one absolutely 100% guaranteed, the guy who's not in contention at the moment, because like Milner plays games and Wijnaldum plays games and Lallana will eventually get back into the swing of playing games. Moreno, I think, is a shoo-in to start this game.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think, you know, he hasn't lost his place for any other reason than injury, and he's not been able to get it back. He's not been given the opportunity to get it back because Robertson's performing at an unbelievable level. So, to be fair to him, he's the one guy that will be sort of affronted that he's not back into the side, because, you know, it's only through Robertson's great form that he's lost his place. It's not through poor form of his own. He's been brilliant this season, bar Sevilla. So, yeah, I think it'd be fair for him to come in. Mine's just a flight of fancy, to be fair. I've not considered anything about Manchester United or not. And, you know, I'm looking at Joe Gomez. I want to see him play centre-half, because I do.
Yeah.
But it's stupid to do it this season.
Yeah.
Equally, you know, if Gomez does move to centre-half, you do it in the summer when he's had time to tactically train him and stuff like that. And for me, I've gone Ings on the left-hand side, Solanke up front, because, you know, these lads, much like why Steve's put Lallana in there, I think we will need these guys at some point. It'd be mad if we can get through to the end of the season with just playing the three lads that are up front every single week.
My thinking is that I think Firmino would be the one definitely to be rested, because I think, as we know, he is so important. He's so important. Now, so Salah, And if, of course, if Salah plays in this game and he does get an injury, there'll be criticisms. That'll be true of any senior player, I think. But you're right. I'm not sure getting both of them lads in. Ings and Solanke, I think there's a, for me, my thinking is more, I start Solanke because I think he's proven to be slightly ahead of Ings in the pecking order, even though Ings had a couple of little sniffs in the last month or so. Ings is first sub. If it's going well, you bring Ings on. If it's not going well, you bring Firmino on to make, you know what I mean, to make sure or what have you. Yeah, and other than that, for me, again, I like Gini the flight probably of fancy.
Gini probably deserves a start, and he's the one lad who's gone a little bit missing over the last month.
He's been ill, hasn't he? He was sick for the game. Get him some minutes in his legs. I'm amazed that he's all picked Salah and Mane, or at least one of them.
But you know why, Steve? Because I just think that this game is the result is almost irrelevant, because I think this is, again, the rhythm, the cycle's planned. I think there's one or two liberties you can take. You can claw back 15 minutes, half an hour off a player in there, I think. But it's all about making sure the players maintain at the top level. And I don't think it's not hurt Salah and Mane to be involved.
The other thing, Si made a great point just before we were about to start filming, and that is that Klopp will have planned this out weeks ago. You know, when the draw was made, he'll have been looking at the fixtures. It just so happens now that he gets a bit of a free hit at it. Well, it probably wasn't planned out like that.
I think playing Saturday night, Tuesday night, Sunday, Saturday morning, you know, three games in less than a week, I'd give them all.
No, I completely agree, and that's why I think we will make. I think we're likely to see. I think three players who might be, like I said, Moreno will be one. I think we'll see one of Solanke or Ings start, and then it's picked the midfielder who's played least recently, and that's Wijnaldum definitely, and probably Lallana. So that's a decent amount of changes without totally throwing out what you're doing, costing yourself. Because I agree, particularly on the Solanke thing. You're right. You know, there might come an opportunity this season where we do need someone. That's probably a good thing for us to get to. We're probably not going to need Nathaniel Clark.
You won't. In an ideal world, from this game, you want Ings or Solanke to start, and you want one of them to score a goal, just so that your backups have actually scored a goal.
Yeah. Well, because look, it's Old Trafford. It's 10 minutes to go, and you want to make a change off the bench. We haven't had that to happen too often lately. More often than not, we're just taking guys off to give them, you know, to rest them and get a round
of applause.
Definitely
a better way of doing things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do prefer that than needing to bring someone on with 10 to go.
Continue to do that, of course. But we are facing that situation. We had it. Swansea was the perfect example of it. When you go, shit, we need to go and get a win here. What do we do? And we're throwing Danny Ings on, and it's like, great, buzzes around. But
whereas, like, when Arsenal were bringing on Giroud, he's done it every week. He scores from the subs bench. You know what I mean? You do need that at times during the season.
So interesting stuff. Let us know your preferred 11 in the comments below. Just quickly looking at the other fixtures happening this week: PSG hosting Real Madrid with a 3-1 deficit to overturn. Man City on Wednesday lead 4-0 over Basel, and Spurs 2-2 Juventus.
That's going to be a belter.
Just quickly then, from everyone who's going through out of all these, then is it just as simple as
PSG
Real's?
For me?
Okay,
I'm gonna go that they score two goals and go through.
Okay. The Neymar injury is big, isn't it?
It is big, yeah.
I think Real Madrid, Man City, Juventus.
I go PSG, Man City, Juventus.
Okay, I think it's gonna be Real, City, Spurs.
PSG, City, Juve.
A lot of shots at PSG. Is very, very interesting, boys. Okay, let us know some of them.
You say a lot. There was two.
Well, more than I thought for Real Madrid, who've got a comfortable lead, and PSG have got no Neymar, is what I was kind of saying. That score predictions for us then, Ross? What do you think?
2-0.
1-0.
1-0.
I think we're going to draw 2-1.
Okay, I think 2-1 or 3-1 to Liverpool, in that they'll get their goal will be nothing but pure consolation. I'd prefer it if we went 1-0 up, they equalised. So that we knew it absolutely mattered for nothing, and then we just go.
I think we'll score, and then they all kind of shake hands after like 15 minutes. not literally, but figure.
Do a little bit of what Chelsea and Man City did.
Swap shirts, play the second half in each other's kits, and see how confusing that is.
Slanky scores, and then we just have an hour off.
Yeah, I can get behind that. Subs galore. Thank you very much for watching. Let us know your score predictions. What?
It's like £50 well spent for you.
Yeah.
Auto cup scheme, done everyone in.
Yeah, well, you know, we want everyone there. We should just know, God, this is just perfect It's a European night. Let's not forget that. Let's not have blasé levels, or Stehor levels of blasé.
Oh, I couldn't be more blasé.
Let's greet
the coach.
Let's smuggle some firecrackers in up your bum hole, get in there, whatever it takes. Let's get through to the quarterfinals. If you think Liverpool can do it, of course, drop a like on the video. Anything we've discussed, comment below, and go and check out, as we've mentioned there, exclusive podcast and video content on the RedmenTV.com. Completely free for a month. Check it out. I can't sell it any harder. It is amazing. We're doing some great stuff on there, particularly Mr. Chris Pajak. So go and watch that. Love it, like it, and we'll see you back here post Porto.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.